To sort of set the stage for you, when a large law firm fails, it's a pretty huge catastrophe, not just for the employees, the landlords who aren't getting paid, the partners who suddenly have to find a new home. It's a disaster, particularly for rank-and-file partners who often have no idea that their firm is on the verge of collapse. Larger law firms tend to have concentrated management. Sometimes there's not a lot of transparency. And so a firm can be on the edge of collapse and nobody even knows it. It didn't used to be the case that law firms collapsed. You used to have general partnerships, and when a law firm failed, it dissolved. The partners chipped in whatever additional capital was necessary to balance the books, and then everybody split up and went on their way. But with larger law firms increasingly competing for talent, offering huge pay packages to lateral partners to come in, aggressively acquiring other law firms and growing, firms take on debt, and they get overextended in a way that a traditional partnership generally wouldn't. And it only takes a year or two, or maybe even a couple quarters of below-expected profits. Then the insiders, the top partners, the big rainmakers, the ones who are closest to, say, the CEO in the case of Dewey, they had professional management. The top people start to get wind that the firm's not doing so well, and in Dewey's case, that was in 2009 when nobody was doing well. The top partners decide to leave, or they talk to another law firm and find, well, I can take my huge book of business and get slightly more money down the street, something that didn't used to happen in our gentleman's profession, but now that it's run more like a business, it's increasingly common.